This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Winning homestand for the Tigers.
It's beautiful.
Anybody that was feeling any type of way Saturday night?
This team responds.
Mm-hmm.
This team responds. And it is, I don't know. One of the big concerns is that at some point during the season, they're probably going to lose four in a row. They may lose five in a row.
I'm not so sure.
I don't know that that happens or not, but what we do know is every time they've been on a skid or they've had a bad day, they respond almost instantly.
Yep.
And it's, you can't point to one guy. That's why I think this team is so exciting. That's why this is much watched baseball. Anytime you get a chance to either listen or watch, because you never know during that game when that moment's going to be. And that's kind of the tease of baseball, right? You could be waiting all the way till the eighth inning and you're starting to fall asleep and then bam, you know, there's Riley Green with a key hit with a runner on, with runners on first and second. Or second and third, and all of a sudden, hey, Colt Keith comes chugging around third base.
Here it comes.
Great slide into home plate, and you hear Dan Dickerson or Benetti call it out. It's energizing, and this team just simply responds. They don't go in the tank.
Nope.
And I think that's the biggest thing.
We had AJ on yesterday, and he talked about how last year they kind of stumbled into like the right mentality. He didn't say stumble, but they found the right mentality at the end of last year. And like they're a machine about this. They're methodical. They're consistent.
And, I think
you don't go on long losing streaks if you go to the ballpark with the right attitude, quality pitching every single day.
And there's a couple of things. And it's the gritty Tigers,
mm-hmm.
right? Don't let the Tigers get hot. All of those things are still true throughout the offseason at the start of this year. And then it's everything that we heard from AJ Hinch yesterday. And I encourage you, if you missed it, please go back on the Odyssey app, use the rewind feature, go listen to AJ. And one of the things that he talked about was when we were talking about Dylan Dingler and Jake Rogers.
Yep.
And what's the rotation going to be? Because we know on the horizon, Parker Meadows sounds like he's going to be back sooner than later. What do you do with Javi? All of these guys have said, and Jake Rogers, I thought the quote was perfect, and I'm going to paraphrase it just a little bit. His response to AJ was, look at the scoreboard. All right, well, with Dylan Dingler in there, you are winning.
Yep.
It's winning baseball. He's winning behind the plate as calling pitches, the defense. He is controlling the tempo. He's winning at the plate offensively. Yep. So AJ was like, okay, I mean, if we got a guy that's willing to make that sacrifice, and he caught every single inning, every single pitch in last year's postseason, now he gets one of three games in a series or one of four games in a series. He doesn't care. Javi Baez, put me wherever you want, coach.
No kidding.
Play the song. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play.
Got Fogarty playing in his ear.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of the mentality of this team. AJ was great. He's great every week, but this last interview went a little longer. We got a little more out of him. He's so great at informing, but also entertaining. It's up on the Odyssey app. It's on our podcast feed. Evan Jenkins, I think, posted the video on YouTube, too, the ticket YouTube page.
That's a good thing I comb my hair.
So it's out there if you want it. You should listen to it. The Tigers just keep pushing the envelope for what they're capable of, because when the year started, we're like, I don't know, they could flirt with 500 and maybe make a playoff spot. And then we're like, okay, they're winning this division. Wire to wire in this division. Deep postseason run. World Series. We've given odds at times already this season. And John, as we sit here today, the Cleveland games may have put some doubt in people's mind, but I think immediately bouncing back the way they did, sitting atop this division with a six-game cushion, beating up on the Yankees and Padres and all these teams they faced already this season, do you feel like they're making the World Series?
Yes, I do. And this is on the heels of when we started the season. You brought it up. I was two below 500. You were, what, right at 500?
At 82 and 80.
Yeah. And then we adjusted, as we saw and learned more about this team,
90
to
plus.
90 wins.
Yep.
And I'm not willing to say 100 plus. Like, I saw a graphic yesterday of the projected win totals. They are projected to get 103.
Tom's making the mountain climber. We're going to have to just keep getting to the...
Yeah, we just keep on rolling. But this is a team that responds. They're consistent. And it's when you think about what A.J. Hinch has shared with us over multiple different opportunities when he's on the phone. How do you respond when you lose three in a row? I asked him that question. How do you get the team to respond? And it was... It was somewhat sarcastic from A.J. Hinch. I love the fact that he said, well, you saw it. We just hand the ball to Tarik Skubal.
I like how comfortable we're getting with this guy. I mean, I know last year I asked him if he's doing a good job.
Well, that's how you break him in, right?
Yeah. But, and I will point out, they're on a 100-win pace since that interview.
Yeah.
I had a friend look that up for me the other day. He goes, do you realize since that little exchange, they're on a 100-win pace?
Don't break your arm patting yourself on the back there, pal.
No, but I like that he was giving it back to us a little bit yesterday. Right. He's like, you guys can talk about Glaber more if you want. You can highlight Tommy Kahnle. It's your show, right? Your name's on it. But I like that the things have turned around and everybody's in a good mood with this baseball team. And the good times don't have to stop. Like, that's the thing. We haven't even truly hit the summer yet. This is the good part. This is when your baseball team captures your imagination for the full summer.
Mm-hmm. So a big benchmark for people, it's Memorial Day weekend usually, and what you have in a baseball team. I don't care what anybody says, they took a little bit of a punch last week.
Sure.
You know, the underdog boxer got a punch in, and they cut you, and you were bleeding a little bit. And then your ace comes out, and he does exactly what he's supposed to do. You get Flaherty's best start. You lose Vierling. Who hits a homer? Perez.
Yep.
You have a game like yesterday where I think they completely stole that game based on one humongous hit by Colt Keith, who suddenly has an 866 OPS in May after an awful April. If you think there's not some sort of magic or mojo going on with this team, you're blind. If you think the sky's going to fall, if you think they're the Guardians' bitch, guess what? The Guardians have a minus run differential. You know what? They took a little bit of a punch. They responded. They're the World Series favorite in AL.
Odd to tell you the Yankees, I don't think anybody on this show feels intimidated by the Yankees. No, but it's the question in everybody's mind, the World Series. Like, I'll give you an example, John. We have this old dishwasher, and we had someone out to help try to fix it yesterday, and service technician. And I got the Tiger game on, and the first thing he asked me, he goes, they going to the World Series? Like, it's on everybody's mind. Right. They've captured our attention. So we want you guys to answer that question. They going to the World Series? John, at every turn, this team continues to push the envelope. Whatever you thought was possible for this team, they push the envelope further. Like, Tom jokes about the mountain climber game that we play from time to time. Like, where we were at the start of the season to where we were a month in, and now basically 2 months in. Our question is to people, like, do you believe this team's making the World Series? There were some doubts that maybe crept in Saturday night with Cleveland taking the first three of that series. And maybe you have doubts about playing Cleveland in the postseason. Maybe you have doubts about this team in the postseason in general. And I concede, I have some questions, but do I think of the crop of the American League, they're the best of the bunch? I do.
In recent history, there have been three seasons where the Tigers have been the best record in the American League, might even be the best record in baseball, through 50 games. One of them was obviously in 84. The other was 2006, and then this year in 2025. What happened in those other two seasons? One, they won the World Series. The other one, they got to the World Series.
Yep.
So if history holds, third time's a charm, they should be setting themselves up in as premium of a position as possible to make a really good postseason run and at least be in that final series in the World Series.
Yeah, look, when you get to playoff baseball, we know it can be a different animal. Like, the at-bats are tense. You got to deliver in only a handful of opportunities. It can be incredibly fickle. We had Cabrera and Fielder and V-Martin couldn't get big knocks in a World Series, right? Last year, Game 4 and Game 5, just win one of them. Couldn't knock in runs against the Guardians. Like, we know playoff baseball can be fickle. I would love to see them add another bat at some point, just so that you know they've got all of the possible weapons to get it done. But it's not like the Yankees are sitting here as a flawless ball club. And it's not like the Guardians are sitting here as a flawless ball club. I mean, they have a negative run differential. They're six games back in this division. The Tigers are the best team in the AL Central, despite the head-to-head.
Yeah, they were actually five up last week when the series started. Like, who would have thought that after Saturday night when they lost the first three? They ended up winning the homestand. I'll say this, it's fair to have questions.
Yeah.
Yours is the bats. I got to tell you right now, although I think they're the favorite, I need to see a true number two pitcher emerge because I don't know who their number two is right now.
Mize, right?
I don't believe so yet.
So, based on what? Like, you need to see
because
him do
I think
it longer?
I think Flaherty's your three or four.
Okay. And Flaherty's off his best start maybe of the year.
We've got a Job problem probably with a potential injury. We'll see.
So, but
his whip's high. Who even knows he's going to have innings left to pitch?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Okay, one thing at a time here. The Job thing. Maybe it is concerning that he didn't speak with the media and the velo's down, and maybe he needs to go skip a start or two. Maybe it's something worse. The Tigers are kind of conditioning me, though, to think, okay, they'll just plug Alex Cobb in it then at this point. Or, you know what I mean? Like, they'll just solve the problem immediately. They had no center fielders when the season started, and they took a guy who we wanted bought off the roster, and he's playing like an all-star. I don't know. They'll just call up Chase Lee, and he'll be Mariano Rivera. I mean, like, that's kind of what they've done now for a year here.
But I believe that got exposed last year in the playoffs. Like, as you got into longer series, the batters of the other teams, who are very good teams, saw these pitchers again and again. You can't get away with that. And that's why I said I think a number two has to emerge. It could be Mize. I don't know if it is yet. I have a question mark there, and I think you need to have somebody that's pretty strong behind Skubal.
What is your concern with Mize? Like, I'm really trying to get to the bottom of this.
His entire career versus a 6 to 8 week sample size.
Okay, you want to see it more, but he has shown this season to be their number two. He's got an ERA. That's
he's already had an injury.
You could say that about
and
Torque.
He's bounced back.
You could say that about Cole Keith. You could say that about a lot of guys. And every day that goes by, every start that Casey Mize has, hopefully, as we go through the season, he puts those cares, those concerns to ease a little bit.
I mean, to me, I would love a rotation heading into the playoffs that was Skubal, hopefully Mize is your two, Olson, and Flaherty.
Sure.
I'm a one-start Flaherty guy in a seven-game series because I don't think you want the team to see him twice.
I'm fine with that, yeah. Look, Flaherty's last start may have been his best because he finished strong. I think he retired like 11 straight batters. He got a strikeout to finish the sixth inning. He has struggled third time through the order, and some of that is his fastball is kind of a 91-mile-an-hour pitch that you're begging to get teed up. He's got a great curveball. He's got great breaking stuff. Third time through the order for a lot of pitchers is an issue. If Flaherty's your three or your four, that's incumbent on Mize or Olson solidifying. But then we didn't even mention Job. Like, I'm not rooting for any injuries. I hope he's fine, but you don't need five starters in the postseason.
No, but here's the beautiful thing about this season is if you love reality TV, sports is the ultimate reality TV. We're watching one of the great reality shows of all time, and the adventure of going from 1 to 162, and especially with AJ Hinch, and I'll throw Scott Harris in there, because they seem to be pulling the right cards at the right time. They're calling, and they're finding the answers before they even need them, and then guys step in and play. I don't think that this roster is finalized.
No.
In terms of, and the roster may look completely different. Well, not completely. The roster may be tweaked by this weekend, by next weekend. By the time we get to the trade deadline, there's going to be more tweaks. I think the adventure is in going through and finding out, is Casey Mize what we had hoped, what we've always hoped he would be? Are we finally seeing the fruits of all of those struggles, of those labors pay off?
Well, it's not like this is unexplainable. He's talked about it. I mean, he added strength to the lower body. Yeah. He's added velo to the splitter. he looks like a different pitcher. His fastball is up to 97. Like, it's all explainable. It's not smoke and mirrors what Casey Mize is doing.
No, but it again, I'll go back to the adventure of this. How many people 30 days ago wanted Colt Keith to spend some time in Toledo? And now all of a sudden, he's on fire for the month of May. And at times, it's been Sweeney. At times, it's been a defensive play by Akil Badu or Jackson Jobe. It's always been something, and the adventure is, who's it today? Obviously not today because they don't play today. Who's it going to be against Kansas City? And we heard from AJ yesterday. Hey, they rested Spencer Torkelson because he loves to hit in Kansas City.
And they got away with it, too.
And they got away with it, so he got a day off. They get a rest day today, travel, and then all of a sudden, boom, a series against Kansas City where maybe it's Spencer Torkelson.
They sat three regulars yesterday and still won and swept the Giants, a good baseball team. Ticket text, phone calls. We'll get them in the mix here. Texter says, as long as you don't face Cleveland in the playoffs, there's a chance we can get there. If we have to face them, we're toast. They've shown over the past number of years they can't get by the Guardians.
So last year I asked you this question. Was it 6-7 that they were against the Guardians in the regular season?
They were, yeah.
All right, so they can win, right?
Yeah, this person would say, but you didn't. You didn't beat them in the regular season or the postseason series straight up.
Here's the problem with the Guardians. Stephen Kwan owns us. And Jose Ramirez.
He's a pain in the ass.
Jose Ramirez is ridiculous. I heard Rieger last week during the series. Going into that series, Ramirez had, in his career against the Tigers, 122 RBIs.
It's ridiculous.
I know they play a lot. That's crazy.
It's ridiculous.
Texter says, I'm happy the Tigers are doing well. However, I don't think they're a World Series quality team. I don't think Skubal is big time. We saw what Cleveland did last year in the playoffs. I need to see him do better in the playoffs to believe we can make it to the World Series.
When Ramirez gets up to the plate, I think I've heard Gator say this. If first base is open, just give him first base. I don't need to see him prove it anymore. Like, he's just a baseball player that if you would just take off the logo and the name, you would love to watch him play. He angers us because he's a Tiger killer. So if first base is open, we respect you enough. Just take first base.
Here's a concept I've heard from watching some baseball, maybe it was ESPN. Why does it have to be first base? Why can't there be a guy in first base and you walk him anyway?
Well, I agree. If there is a base open, is probably how
a
I should have said
open,
it.
Yeah. Just a way of fine-tuning the point that you're making.
Yes. Yeah. Yes, thank you.
Texter says, we don't have to talk about magic anymore. We're just bleeping good. This team can get it done. And another texter says, careful, guys. The afternoon show might think you're lying to your audience because you're saying a Detroit team might actually be good / worthy for a championship. Let's get to Dave in Clinton Township.
Yeah, real quick. Sparky Anderson walked George Brett once with a man on first base. It was the year he almost hit 400. Anyway, I think the Tigers are primed for a World Series run because all these other teams you're talking about aren't as deep. I believe the Tigers are deep. And I'm better prepared to handle adversity, you know, than Cleveland. Now, that being said, I don't know Cleveland's depth chart the way I know the Tigers or, you know, Minnesota. But from what I've seen so far, we're deeper.
It does feel like they're deeper. Yeah. They tapped into a lot of depth out of necessity a year ago, and then they added to it with guys like, you know, Gleyber Torres and Tommy Canley beefing up the bullpen.
Yeah.
Flaherty's back, and you still added Sweeney.
It's two games in a row where A.J. Hinch only played 9 position players.
What's gotten into this guy? Is he okay?
Is he getting lazy?
Someone check if he's well. But also guys that they didn't have really contributing like this last year. Baez and Torque, that adds to the depth. Are any of them actual stars? I don't know. I mean, they'll get a few all-stars. The depth, I think, is a really good point by that caller.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.